What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Linus, checking in. Once again, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is The Morning Show. Let's argue. Seth Linus holding it down. And we're going to talk about Charles Barkley today. Charles Barkley, pretty much, he made a statement that, you know, we got to break down some of these celebrities. You know, Charles Barkley, if you don't know who he is, he's an all-time NBA great, Hall of Fame basketball player, one of the greatest players that ever played a game. Charles Barkley also, you know, he does commentary for TNT Basketball, and he also has a show with Gail King, and it's called King Charles on CNN, and that's a political show. So the statements that Charles Barkley made that I'm about to tell you about was done on the King Charles show, okay? So let's go ahead and bring the article up, and let's go ahead and break it down. Okay, Charles Barkley says he will punch any black person he sees wearing Donald Trump's mugshot. Charles Barkley didn't mince words when responding to Donald Trump's latest commentary on black people. In a conversation with Gayle King, Barkley responded to remarks Trump made last week in South Carolina just before winning the Republican primary. The ex-president suggested that black people have taken a liking to him after getting arrested for attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential results in Georgia. When I did the mugshot in Atlanta, that mugshot is number one, Trump said at the Black Conservative Federation annual honors gala. You know who embraced it more than anyone else? The black population. Barkley had a biting response for Trump. First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump's mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face, the NBA legend said. When King pointed out that Barkley would get arrested for assault, he said, when King pointed out that Barkley would get arrested for assault, he said, I will bail myself out and go celebrate. He said to laughter, if I was at the conference, I would have got up and walked out. That was an insult to all black people. He continued to compare black history when we've been discriminated against to his plight. First of all, he's a billionaire and they're prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong. Well, some of the stuff is true. They did storm the Capitol. They did say that the election was stolen. Those aren't lies, Gail. He's had a great life. He's been president of the United States. To insult black people who have been discriminated against all these years, to put them in the same category, he added, I was just offended. Okay, so now let's bring this down. Charles Barkley has a very, very, very surface level understanding or way of communicating his politics. You know what I'm saying? When he says that in this article that there is nuance to what Trump said. So just to say he's comparing it to black history and they're prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong and they did storm the Capitol and they did say the election was stolen. Saying an election is stolen is not against the law. So he even got that wrong. They did storm the Capitol. He's almost acting like Donald Trump was in the crowd storming the Capitol. There was more nuance and variables to all those situations he just talked about. But let's go back to the point at hand. The point at hand is that, you know, I didn't get offended by Donald Trump's statements because it is not the mugshot. See, people are getting this thing confused. It's not that black people like him more because he got indicted. Black people have empathy towards people who they feel are getting mistreated by the justice system. That's the hook. And that does not mean that that is going to automatically have black people vote for him. But it's just that we have a shared experience in America with being mistreated. Now, it's not on the same level, but it is, we do have empathy for, and these are, I mean, many of guys, many of high profile guys who we felt like got mistreated by the justice system, regardless of if they did things right or wrong, Black people took a liking to them and tried to support them in getting fairness. And I think most of America, including Black people, think that the way Donald Trump is getting treated is unfair. So that's the point. But here's the thing. So based on that statement, Charles Barkley wants to come out and say he will punch somebody in the face, a Black person. He will punch a Black person in the face for wearing a mugshot shirt. Okay. All right. So he will bring himself to a violent act. And I know he's probably speaking just, I guess it's hyperbole or whatever, but let's just say, I guess what he's explaining is that he got a high level of disappointment if he sees a Black person in a mugshot shirt, right? Okay, so if that's what you're gonna say on national TV, that you will punch a Black person in their face for having a mugshot t-shirt, then why won't you say that about Black people who support an administration that is mishandling the economy with all this inflation? Why won't you say that for Black people who support an administration who is leaving the borders open? Won't you say that for Black people who work in these cities and municipalities that is giving a bunch of resources and a bunch of money to the people who came into the country illegally and taking those resources from Black neighborhoods? Why won't you say that for a lot of these public schools and teachers who have sexual material in the schools? Why won't you say that about sectors of the LGBT who over-sexualize our children and trying to transition the children? There are many things. I could pull up some legislation and bills that have been passed in a lot of liberal cities that is just astonishing to me. But he will never come out and say anything like that about him getting that riled up. But he would get riled up by a mugshot. You're not riled up about mass incarceration. It was Joe Biden's sign. You're not riled up about him not wanting Black kids and white kids to go to the same school, calling it a racial jungle. Those things don't get you riled up. Even this super predator comment about him wanting young Black kids to just go to jail for life without regards to any, he don't care about the circumstances they were born into. Those type of rhetorics don't bring you to the point of saying you're going to punch anybody in the face. And a lot of the things I'm naming have been attached to legislation. This is just a t-shirt with a mugshot of Trump, and that gets you riled up. See, this is the thing that this is the reason why in America we got to decide. We have to decide on whether or not we're going to allow things that may be said in a way that that carries a lot of nuance, that is not broken down properly. We're going to allow words to have more power than legislation. Because we don't like the way Donald Trump tweets, we got somebody in the White House who has completely steered this country in the wrong direction, has clearly opened this country up to a lot of devastation, a lot of, you even got the Chinese balloons flying over the country. You see what I'm saying? But then you just only mad about the tweets. You're not mad if you're not mad at the administration for the balloons flying over. So what are you mad about? You mad about words or legislation? You mad about words or the implementation of legislation? That's what you got to decide. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of these celebrities, they come out and they act like they're so offended because they're told to be offended by certain things. They watch these news channels, CNN, MSNBC every day, and they say, they tell you it's offensive, and you and these celebrities say, oh, that's offensive. Oh, it's okay for me to say this. They go on there and they say that. But if Charles Barkley would have went on CNN and said, if I see anybody over sexualizing kids, I'm gonna punch him in the face, Charles Barkley would not be on TV today. And that's probably what he really needs to say. So it's just another, you know, it's par for the course for the in crowd, for the celebrity in crowd. But it's just astonishing that, you know what I'm saying, he's picking the mugshot to say that's what he's most disappointed in. But either way, you know, Charles Barkley got one vote, I got one vote too. But y'all just keep God first. We got more videos coming. We're pumping more videos out. And y'all just make sure that y'all like, share, and subscribe. Continue to watch my videos. All right, peace.